Welcome to Voting Matters, a series of conversations about the voting process from WUKY and the League of Women Voters. Now, here's your co-hosts, Liza Holland, president of the Lexington chapter of LWV, and WUKY's Alan Lytle.
Welcome once again, Liza.
Thank you so very much, Alan. Glad to be back here on Voting Matters.
Before we get into our subject for today, a programming reminder. We have an announcement about Voting Matters going prime time. Coming up this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock right here on WUKY, on the WUKY and the WUKY app at WUKY.org, we are going to have a special one-hour program of Voting Matters featuring Kentucky Secretary of State Michael Adams, as well as Fayette County Clerk Susan Lamb. And it's kind of a last-minute get-out-the-vote kind of message. It's what to know before you go. So we invite folks to tune in for that. I want to turn our attention to our guest today, who blew me away because I looked at her earrings and they said, vote.
Yes, indeed. We are so excited to have the president of the Kentucky League of Women Voters, Dr. Jen Jackson, with us here today. Hey, Jen.
Well, thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, we are so excited to have you, and I need to share with the listeners the incredible leadership that you have brought to the league on a statewide basis, because we're getting into all kinds of neat, interesting things that the league's never really been involved in before. So thought it might be a good time for us to kind of chat a little bit about that, and maybe we could start with recently we had an opportunity to do canvassing and postcard writing this week here in Lexington.
Yeah, it has been a very exciting time for the league, and thank you so much. It's so wonderful to be involved with the league and the work that we do, which is nonpartisan. And so just this past weekend, we were able to do nonpartisan canvassing, which people may not be familiar with that, but we've been knocking doors to remind people about early voting options, because a lot of people are not aware that there are options that everybody can vote early. And then also reminding people about a nonpartisan voter guide where they can get voting information. And so we've been very targeted in who we've been reaching out to, because we know that turnout has been very low in the past. And so we know also that that campaigns and political parties, like with candidates, are reaching out to voters that vote consistently. But there's a segment of the population that does not vote consistently, but they are registered voters, but no one's reaching out to them with voting information. And so we're trying to fill that gap with our coalition partners. And so I certainly can't take all the credit for all the new things that we are doing. We've had a lot of support, and I'm excited to also talk about our coalition. But this past Saturday, we wrote almost 250 postcards to send out to voters. This targeted list of voters who are registered but are infrequent voters, because we know that those personal contacts, layering them with not only postcard writing but knocking on doors and doing text banks, you know, all of these things we are layering with the same population of people. And so they're getting the message multiple times. So we're getting like multiple, I guess, touches with those voters or contacts with those voters. And that has been shown to actually change voting behavior from being a non-voter or an infrequent voter to actually going to the polls. So it's super exciting work that we're doing.
Boy, that is exciting. And, you know, I know that we have also taken on some new digital tools, which are kind of cool. Can you talk a little bit about League in Action and then Mobilize for those of you who might want to get engaged even here at the last minute as far as getting out the vote?
Yeah, absolutely. So League in Action is our app. Like, yeah, what people used to think of us as, like, the old ladies with clipboards, but we actually have modern day tools. We have apps. And so you can download it on the Play Store if you have an Android, or the App Store if you have an iPhone. And you can sign up to follow the League of Women Voters of Kentucky or also the League of Women Voters of Lexington. And it's sort of like a digital bulletin board where you can also take direct volunteer action. And so like we'll have volunteer opportunities on there, but we'll also, particularly as the legislative session comes on, we'll have, you know, action alerts and different things. But it is a way to kind of learn about issues and what's going on in the community around civil education and just a lot of the like different events we have, like text banks, canvassing, all of those things will be on League in Action. But the really cool thing about it is it's really modeled in many ways after how the League came about. It's, you know, we're a grassroots organization. And so it really relies on, you know, me telling a friend about the work I'm doing and they get excited and they join in. And League in Action is an app that allows us to do that easily because it incorporates what's called formally relational organizing. What that is just like, hey, me telling my friends about the work that we're doing. And so while you may not remember off the top of your head the early voting dates, we kind of help out with that by pre-writing some like template emails or template texts that you can modify to kind of make it more personalized. But then it just, the platform makes it super easy to just, you know, buzz all of those out to your contacts that are in your phone. And, you know, in just a few minutes, you can reach out to 80 or 100 people. And so it really has transformed sort of the way that we've been able to spread information. So like, I mean, I sent out voting information to my handyman and, you know, normally I was like, whatever, like it's super easy. So I'm just going to send it. And, you know, it's not like we had ever talked about voting before or anything like that. But then he started to, he didn't know, this was like back in 2020. So he didn't know that there wasn't, that he can vote at the regular precinct, that things had changed for the pandemic. And so, but now, like when elections come around, he still reaches out to me and asks me like, hey, what's going on with the precincts this year? Or where can we vote? What are early voting dates? And so it kind of establishes those relationships, even kind of in unlikely places where it's not just like the people that come to mind, like, oh, this person is civically active. Because really, everybody needs voting information. It's all nonpartisan. And so it's just really useful information for people to have.
Absolutely. And once the election is over, you mentioned we have another legislative session coming up. And so it's also a vehicle to be able to connect with your legislators.
Absolutely. And one of the great things that I love about it is we'll put a link to the feed on the legislative floor so you can watch in real time what's happening there in our state Senate or our state House of Representatives. And so it's really interesting to see it live in action, the discussions that are happening or the discussions that are not happening. And learning about what the real deal is. And then also we also provide information about, you know, issues or things that we feel like that legislators need to hear about. Like sometimes, you know, it's like whether it's allowing early voting or what those parameters of elections look like. Of course, you know, we're always advocating for voter access and making it easier to vote and reducing barriers for people to be able to vote.
Well, this might be a good time for us to actually clarify a little bit about the League, that we are indeed a nonpartisan organization. But the League, with our rich history in our suffragette history, we do take positions on particular issues, such as access to voting. And I'd love for you to touch a little bit on the Transparency in Government report that just came out.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of work on government transparency. So, you know, this is foundational to our democracy in that people have a voice in what is happening. You know, and this goes all the way from when elections are happening to when people are in office. And so having, again, like sort of those things where you'll be able to watch what's happening on the floor, knowing when committee meetings are happening, being able to provide input on legislation or bills that are being proposed to be passed or signed into law. those are all very foundational to having a participatory government. And we released a report in November of last year that highlighted several different maneuvers that were happening in terms of fast-tracking legislation and not allowing that process for everyday people to be able to give input into the laws that are going to be signed into law to govern their lives. And that was really problematic. And people showed up at in Frankfurt to really kind of protest in some ways what was happening and that they weren't getting a voice. And so some of the rules that are put in place at the beginning of the legislative session provide for the opportunity for people to provide input. So, for example, when bills go to committees, they need to be read for 3 days, three times on three separate days, before they are voted on and passed out of committee. But what was happening is that they were voting on the vote, or they were reading them prior to them even getting to committee, and then like being able to sign them the same day and pass them out. And so it really kind of short circuits that time period where people have the opportunity to provide input. And I mean, honestly, even when we have people who are paying close attention, who are there in Frankfurt and are unable to provide input, what about everyday people who have 9-to-5 jobs or are working 2 shifts or whatever? Like, how on earth are they possibly going to get information and be able to have the time to provide input when things are passed in such a very short period of time? And so our report highlighted those issues and how frequently it was happening. And it was something that was not happening very often at all, like 25 years ago. And it's just been like steadily increasing and skyrocketing in recent years. And there's just so much legislation also. I mean, there are over 900 bills last session, and it's just so much to follow. So this year, as a follow-up to that report, we've been collecting additional information and looking and see how those particular maneuvers or things that we highlighted in the last report have been if those things are continuing, and then also kind of looking at other issues that may be involved with short-circuiting democracy and citizen participation. But that report is going to be released on November 20th.
Okay. Well, keep that in mind, everyone, as you are doing your research about the candidates before you go to the polls. And I wanted to spend a few minutes kind of talking about that. We have some great resources in vote411.org. And we've done the Lexington League has done a number of candidate forums that are available online at our YouTube channel or from the League website. There's also a lot of good information like on that report and whatnot at the LWVKY.org, which is the Kentucky League. Obviously, you can just Google, just League of Women Voters. It'll come up, I promise. Let's talk a little bit about the importance of knowing who it is you're voting for when you walk into the ballot box.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think sometimes campaigns like rely on just like name recognition, like you saw a sign on the side of the road. But I always like to point out that these are real jobs that people are applying for. And it's just like a weird way of doing an interview process. And so if you're hiring someone to do a job at your company, you would want to make sure that that person had the qualifications that would allow them to be able to be successful at that job. And so it's a similar type of thing when we are electing people to our government. It's just sort of a different flavor of how we go around that process. And so just picking a name you like or a name you've heard before is not the best way to go about that. So, but sometimes it's very hard to find resources and information. And that's one of the things that we at the League have been trying to do, is trying to get candidates to engage. And like you mentioned, with our vote411.org/LWVKY candidate guide, which will provide us information in Kentucky. But it also, but that voter guide also relies on candidates filling out the questions that we've asked. And so if you are not seeing candidate information there, we really encourage people to reach out to candidates. We've seen that that has been successful in the past when voters have reached out to candidates and said, hey, please fill out this voter guide. Every candidate in Lexington received an invitation to the voter guide. And so if they have not filled it out, like, we encourage them to do that. If they need another invitation, then certainly they can reach out to the league and we can resend that information. There is another this year. This is another thing that I wanted to mention as another resource, Liza, is that as you know, that we are all part of this coalition called Our People, Our Vote. And while we've worked with other organizations like Civic Lex in the past, this is a more formal coalition of 10 organizations that have come together to work in a nonpartisan way to get out the vote. And some of these organizations do a lot of civic work, and some of them don't really do that in their normal day-to-day stuff. And so this is an opportunity for them to really reach out to voters and, like, different populations. And so some of the people that are in that coalition are Civic Lex, the League of Women Voters of Kentucky, the YMCA, Vocal Kentucky, Louisville Urban League, Black Kentucky, ABLE. I can't remember all 10 off the top of my head. I feel like this is a memory test. but a lot of great partners. And it's been amazing because we have gotten access to additional tools and like Mobilize, which you mentioned before. So that tool allows us to post our events and allows people to kind of organically see what other events we have going on. And we've been able to list all the events that are going on with our leagues across the whole state in one place. And so even if you are not living directly in Lexington, or maybe you're in the outskirts, or maybe you wanted to go to Louisville for an event, all of that is in one place. So it makes it super easy. And you can find that at mobilize.us/LWVKY. But also with our partnership, back to the voter guide issue. So, our partnership is called Our People, Our Vote. That's O-U-R, people, O-U-R, vote. And their web address is the same, .org. And, so they also have a voter guide, but they've gone about it in a very different way than the League of Women Voters has done. So we rely on candidates providing information. This voter guide takes information directly from the candidate's website and then posts that. And so while sometimes we are not able to get candidates to answer our voter guide, which makes it problematic because then you go and you're like, okay, I see these people are on the ballot. Only one person answered the voter guide. I'm not really sure. This kind of gives you, while it's not them answering our questions specifically, it does provide information about certain issues and has it blocked off to where it's easier to identify candidates. And the nice thing is it's hyperlinked. It shows the source of where all the information came from, so you can look at the primary source and everything. So again, it is nonpartisan, and the information is coming from the candidates' websites themselves. So it is a really great resource, and you can find that on the Our People, Our Vote website. I found it really useful. And that has that coverage covers all of Lexington. So it's a great resource.
Excellent. You were telling me that there are some last minute opportunities for people to perhaps make some money in connection with this election. Tell us what's out there.
Yeah, so this is another exciting opportunity with Our People, Our Vote. They're doing election protection, which involves doing a shift, like you hang out outside a polling location and you just provide information to people. Like if they're struggling, they don't know, they're like, wait, am I at the right polling place? Like, or I don't know, you know, just general information about what they need for voting or Or if there's another issue that's happening, say they were told that they weren't able to vote, or maybe they didn't bring their ID, you know, just answering those questions of like, yes, you can still vote if you have a credit card, you just have to sign a piece of paper. Or if the poll person knows you, they can sign a piece of paper. So don't panic, like if you forgot your ID. And, you know, there are other ways that you can verify who you are to be able to vote. And so that's just sort of the election protection is kind of letting people know about those like details that maybe, you know, election day is going to be very busy. And so the election officers may not have time to answer all of those questions. But anyway, Our People, Our Vote is sponsoring that. They're doing election protection. They're doing it here in Lexington, I know, and in Louisville. There's other parts around the state, but they're paying $100 per shift for people to provide, you know, that information for people. So that's a great way. And they may be doing it also for early voting, but you can find out more information again on the website and get hooked into that. Now, the other thing that you can do is this goes back to League in Action, our app, is that if you follow the League of Women Voters of the United States, every Thursday evening, I think it's at 6:30, they are holding a friend bank where you can share voting information with your friends and family. And if you share that information with 75 people, then they will send you an Amazon gift card for $75. And so it's a great way to, earn a little bit of extra money. Christmas is coming up. Or maybe you want to get an elaborate Halloween costume. I don't know. But so there's a couple of different opportunities to make a little bit of extra money. And so, you know, it's a great opportunity, particularly for college students, to learn more about the election. For the election protection, they do require a 1-hour training. So they're just, you know, they're just not throwing you out there, but they're actually teaching you everything that you need to know. And so that's a great opportunity. And then, you know, and then back to the friend banking, or basically texting your own friends, like, you may be like, oh, I don't know 75 people, but you'd be surprised. I mean, you think about like your different, like if you're a student, the different classes you're in or different student activity groups. You know, if you're in a fraternity or a sorority or a sports team, band, you know, whatever. There's all types of people that you know that you just don't really think about. And, you know, you may think of like your little circle of friends, but again, everybody needs voting information, and so it's a great opportunity, and you'll get through 75 people pretty easy. I uploaded my contacts, and I was, like, horrified. I feel like I'm a hoarder of contact information, but I've got, like, 6,000 contacts in my phone. So.
Including your handyman.
That's right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Maybe we could run through just real quickly, because we are coming right up on it. We do have 3 days of early voting. Coming up this week, October 31st, November 1st, November 2nd, and of course on the on Election Day itself. And you can do that at all of our public library locations. And we can also do it at the public library locations on Voting Day, which is new this year that Susan shared with us. So hoping that everybody is going to make a plan to vote and make your voices heard.
Absolutely. And I just, and actually, probably the Secretary of State mentioned this when he was on, but I know that he posted on X, Twitter, you know, whatever it's called nowadays, that he was encouraging everybody to do early voting because the lines are predicted to be so long on Election Day. So don't get stuck in the lines. Just get out there, vote early, and you won't have to worry about standing in line. But if you do get caught in a line, remember, if you are in line by 6 p.m., you can vote. And so do not leave. Stay there and vote. And then also remember that if you have a mail-in ballot, that you must have it back to the county clerk's office by 6 p.m. So if you're mailing it, You should mail it right away. But better yet, there is a drop box outside the county clerk's office that's available 24 hours a day, and you can just drop it there. You don't have to wait for the county clerk's office to be open, but it does have to be there by 6 p.m.
I want to get a question in about people who might want to volunteer for the league, and how do they get plugged in, and what happens once they do show interest in joining the League of Women Voters?
Well, in Lexington, we love for you to check out our website, lwvlexington.com, and check out the events area to get started, because we love to have people come and participate and sign up to volunteer at our various events. You don't have to be a member of the league to do that. We obviously would love to have you join and become a member, but we try to keep that really well updated, so you'll see exciting things on the homepage. But that events section is a good place to start, and if you're already ready to go, join and renew is up in the right-hand corner.
And Jen, I know the league is always looking, you know, at outreach opportunities, and as you mentioned, 10 different organizations that you're partnering with this time around.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely, if you want to partner with us, you can contact me, and just you can reach out to us through our website at lwvky.org. Also, I do want to mention that we have a text bank that's coming up. So we're going to be texting, I believe, 150,000 voters to remind them about early voting and to get out the vote. And that's going to be on October 29th at 6 p.m. You don't have to have any experience. It's very easy. It's a great way to really make that last push right before early voting to get people to the polls. This year we have reached out to over 500,000 voters through either text banking, knocking doors, postcards, and all the other work that we've done. And it's just been super exciting. But, you know, it's not time to be done yet. Like, we still have work to do, and we are still, you know, really getting out there and connecting with voters. And so, reach out if you want to get involved. You can volunteer on the League of Women Voters of Kentucky's website if you want to. We also have a calendar site, which is useful. But honestly, the League in Action app is the best way to kind of know what's happening. Another service on that is we can give you app reminders, and we do that for all the election reminders. So if you can't remember when the excused in-person absentee voting is, or when early voting is, or all the different things, then we actually just send out a quick app reminder to make it super easy so you're not missing those deadlines for when to request your ballot and all of that stuff. A lot of great ways to get involved.
So there's going to be a text bank going on, and then later on this coming weekend, more canvassing. So we're making it possible for you to know exactly what you need to do and when to do it.
Exactly. We encourage everybody to come out for this last big push here. It's going to be exciting, and it'll be very interesting to see what results are like.
All right. We have time for just a final statement from Dr. Jen Jackson and Liza. What's the takeaway here from all of these different efforts to get people to vote?
I would say the most important thing is to not assume that your friends and family and neighbors are going to go vote. Make a plan, ask them, drag them to the polls. I'm kind of kidding, but really, I think people assume like, oh, my friends, they are in the know and they'll vote. But really, you are the most powerful messenger. Like, it is you yourself as a voter are way more powerful of a messenger between your friends than me and Liza reaching out to people, or anybody from the league just reaching out. So we want to encourage you to talk to people about voting. Talk to them about why you're a voter, like what issues are important to you. And then, you know, let them know about the ourpeopleourvote.org voter guide, because sometimes people don't know who to vote for, and that's a barrier. And so they feel like, well, I'm just not really sure, especially when you get further and further down the ballot. You know, people have heard about the top races, but as you get down to like school council, like all the school board and like the soil and water conservation, like all those things are getting a little bit more obscure. And so you may not have information about those offices, but this is where we try to fill in the gaps and have that information for people. And so, so just spread the word about the resources so people know what's on their ballot. Also, there are two amendments, so research those before you go. And then there's a referendum here in Lexington, so be sure to be familiar with those before you go. Yeah, and happy voting.
Liza.
Yeah, that was pretty comprehensive, but I would just say be intentional about it. It's really easy to get going in the middle of your day and whatnot, and you thought you were going to go vote, but you just kind of sort of skipped it. This is a really important year to make sure that you schedule it. Put it on your calendar. Make sure that you're going. And if you can, bring friends and family with you. Maybe make it a little voting party. You can do that at the libraries, regardless of your polling station. But this this election is really pivotal, and I would really encourage you to go out and vote your conscience. Vote for the people that you think are going to represent you and your thoughts and your values, and participate in democracy.
Indeed. And I just want to publicly thank you, Liza, for being the co-host extraordinaire for this project. Information, basically. I mean, trying to get all the information out in a way that people can access it by way of a podcast. And thank you once again.
Well, thank you. It has been such an absolutely delightful experience, and I am a huge Alan Lytle fan.
Well, and a programming reminder, coming up on Wednesday evening, mark your calendars, Wednesday, October 30th, 7 p.m., WUKY and WUKY.org. We have a special Voting Matters primetime special. It's What to Know Before You Go, and we're going to hear again from Secretary of State Michael Adams as well as Susan Lamb. And this is information all in one condensed program, and we couldn't be happier about that. I believe it's also going to repeat again on Monday night, so do tune in for that. Dr. Jen Jackson and Liza Holland, thank you very much for your time on Voting Matters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Voting Matters, a podcast produced in collaboration with WUKY and the League of Women Voters. Subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts, or download Voting Matters from the podcast page at wuky.org. We also have links from the organizations and guests mentioned in this program. See you next time for Voting Matters.